Welcome back to New Rock Stars. Eric Voss has been apprehended by the TVA. We found out he was a variant that split through time so that he could ride the Pirates of the Caribbean ride over and over and over again. But don't worry, he's been apprehended and killed. Loki Episode 3 revealed that the evil space lizards of the TVA have not only been lying to us, but they've been lying to their own employees. Can you not even trust your bosses anymore? It's almost like they don't have our best interests in mind. This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories. I'm your host, Tommy Bechtold, and going rogue with me today, host of the Film Lossifers podcast, Eddie Villanueva.
What is up, Tommy? It is good to see you hosting and in the chair and no longer Eric there, and I'm trying not to rhyme, but it's great to be here, guys.
I like when you rhyme. Everyone knows that. That's a passion of mine.
I'll start beatboxing.
I think we can all agree. Yes, please. Speaking of which, streamer extraordinaire Angelica Trey is with us.
Hey!
Trey, drop a beat.
Wait, are we all beatboxing?
No.
Hi.
No.
I don't think we should, but okay. I'm fine if we want to try. This show is all about trying new things. This is Rogue Theory. Maybe we don't even do Rogue Theories today. Maybe we all just get personal, talk about what's going on in our lives. I'm in a hot garage right now. Anyway, the third panelist we have, co-writer of the Hellbent comic that you can support on Kickstarter. And don't worry, baby, we will explain to you how to support this on Kickstarter. Friend of the show, DJ Woldridge. Hello, DJ.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, hellbentcomicbook.com. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yo, we are excited to have you guys. Okay, topic one. Why are the timekeepers lying? Episode 3 of Loki revealed that everyone who works for the TVA is, in fact, actually a past variant. Why did the timekeepers' propaganda say that they created all of these agents and, assuming they're powerful enough to trap these variants into servitude and wipe their memories, why are they not powerful enough to create their own workforce? And what else are these space lizards lying about?
I think that's a really great reveal in the last episode. If you haven't watched it, then why are you seeing this episode here? But it was a great reveal to find out that they're actual people, because now everything else prior to that makes sense in terms of all the material of like, oh, you're a variant. So instead of like, okay, you're a variant, you're going to go get judged and pruned, it was like, oh, there was like pieces of material throughout the end credits and so forth. But I think the biggest thing to kind of go off of for this reveal is the fact that, are there actually timekeepers? Like, are there actual people who are pulling those strings? Or is it just kind of a shell of a you know, mirage of some sorts?
A Wizard of Oz situation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Great. Pay no attention to the naked man behind the curtain, you know?
They're too mysterious.
Yeah. I would also like to throw out the idea, the possibility that the timekeepers are actually variants of Loki.
All of them.
They're three different Loki variants. Because I think it's either there's nobody there, like you find them and they're just like corpses on thrones, or we find out that they're all variants of Loki. Because if you've got a Loki show and you've introduced multiple versions of Loki, how do you not have evil Lokis running around?
Yes.
Right.
Good point.
So we've established the TVA is a lie. Everything's a lie. Confirmed Mobius had a jet ski in his past life. And I hope that he gets his hands on one later and goes, wow. I'm thinking now that there's too much mystery shrouded around these timekeepers. And I definitely think that it's probably like old man Loki or something, because who's to say if so many Lokis over time subjectively, have been trying to take control of the TVA. Who's to say one hasn't already?
Yeah.
Yep.
Snowpiercer
all over again kind of thing.
We could like combine all the theories, and the timekeepers are Mephisto, Reed Richards, and Magneto.
Oh my god. Wait. What if it's Doctor Doom?
Okay.
My favorite theory on
there
this
you
show.
Go. What if it's okay. Cosmo?
It all leads back to Doctor Doom. What if it's just three DC characters? No, Kang the Conqueror? No, he's going to be in Ant-Man Quantumanium, right? Quantumanium.
Yeah. Heroes don't do that. Heroes don't do that, okay, Tommy?
All right, fine. Heroes.
It can't be Batman, at least.
Perfect. All right. So what else do we think that they might be lying about? We think this whole thing might be a ruse. This might just be Loki land, where Loki has just created all of the TVA in order to trap himself and other versions of himself. Is this like a Highlander situation where in the end there can only be one Loki? And also, does this mean that the Loki that was killed by Thanos is not actually dead? What are we saying here?
I think it'd be some. I was talking about this with my buddy Ed Greer. I think it's one of those that, like, if it is Loki's, they've created the situation, and so that's why they're so hell-bent on pruning other Lokis, because every time one finds out, they have to join the timekeepers, and it's like, no, we need to be the ones. Or again, maybe they're all dead and they don't exist. Who knows?
It's a Schrodinger's Loki. So I really want to see how they're going to, like, keep, because obviously, like we've established, it's a lie. There is something behind everything that's going on there. What I'm wondering is if it has to do with the possibility of the theory that the TVA and the city it's in is located within the quantum realm. You know, maybe somebody who's trying to protect the location and the, I guess, city they're in of the TVA from getting found out and thereby exploiting, like, the loophole that they're in of where time moves differently there. Because we honestly can probably truly put 100% money on that, the fact that there's probably nobody running the show. There's probably somebody who's secretly behind the scenes. But I'm wondering if maybe it has to do with that city that Ant-Man, you know, goes by in the first Ant-Man film when he's shrinking down the molecular level. If that could possibly be where the TVA is located, and that has to do with the overall secret.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
So even the location is a lie? Mm-hmm. The realm it's in, everything's just shrouded in mystery here. Yep. Okay.
That's all, you know, thank goodness we have three episodes left, because nothing drives me crazier than when a show goes, like, right at the end, everything this show has been about is not true.
Nothing
is more maddening.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, exactly. It was all in a snow globe.
We're going to Dallas the crap out of this.
Exactly. Wake up, fresh out of the shower. Mm-hmm. There he is, Thor, Chris Hemsworth. And he's cut. He's not thick Thor anymore. He's just regular cut Thor. Did he ever lose it, or was it movie magic? We don't know. We've got a lot more theories to discuss here, especially about a character who was not in this episode of Loki, but was in the news anyway. But first, a few words from the folks that help us make Rogue Theory. First things first, over at New Rockstars Merch, we've unveiled Loki Out of Time. Buying our latest obsession shirt will give you the ability to leave a message on our Inside Marvel Loki After Show with either a shout-out or your own Rogue Theory or a threat to Eric. I don't know. It's the internet. He gets threatened all the time. Don't actually do that. Now I'm going to get a text from Eric saying, please stop provoking the fans to threaten me. If you're going to threaten anyone, threaten Philip. He's the most in shape. He can defend himself. And it'll show up on screen during the show, by the way. We've got a full line of Loki-inspired merch, including our augmented reality shirt, because real reality is too hard to deal with. You need a t-shirt that takes you to a faraway fantasy land. Miss Minutes stickers, so adorable. TVA buttons and other cool stuff that hasn't even been released yet. Find it all over at newrockstarsmerch.com. Owning a truck is great because you can haul a lot of stuff. What's not so great is keeping that stuff organized and out of the elements. You got your tools rattling around under the seat, or grandma's priceless antique spoons just sitting there in the sun and rain in the truck bed. And God knows, spoons, they're not meant to be outdoors unless they're camping spoons. You gotta have indoor spoons if you want to eat soup, guys. That's why you've got to get Decked drawer systems for your truck. Get Decked! Decked makes organizing, accessing, protecting everything you need so much easier. Each of Decked's two full bed-length drawers can carry up to 200 pounds of whatever you got. So you want to murder a set of stocky twins? You can put both their bodies in your Decked, carry them in your truck. The drawers roll out waist high, giving you easy access to all your stuff. The drawers are weatherproof, protecting your stuff from the elements and theft in case it's Weather Wizard trying to steal things. Because of the way the system sits in your truck, if your tailgate is locked, you can't open the drawers and all your stuff is secure. The Decked drawer system is 100% made in the USA, backed by a 3-year no-hassle warranty. In the fourth year, we do guarantee you will be hassled, unfortunately. But for 3 years, you will live your life hassle-free and without worry. And a second-to-none customer service team ready to answer all your questions. I spoke with a man named Bill. He came over to my house, and he just cuddled me while I was scared during a thunderstorm. These guys are very thorough and gentle. Get your Decked drawer system and quit letting grandma's spoons rattle around by going to decked.com/rogue, where you'll get free shipping. That's decked.com/rogue for free shipping on your Deck drawer system. Deck.com/rogue. It's so masculine, but also fun. It's finally summer. Ah, summer. And we're actually going to be able to do stuff this year. If you want to, not me. I'm still staying inside. I'm an indoor cat, baby. I'm talking barbecues. No thanks. Theme parks. No way. Casual strolls down the boardwalk. Maybe. I don't know. I'm back on Bumble. We'll see what happens. And that's where Faherty comes in. They make perfect clothes for the summer. Faherty is a family-run brand making high-quality, timeless clothing while still fighting about who gets the last drumstick at the dinner table. They also have a modern design and functionality that got the perfect summer clothes that are comfortable, stylish, and they fit great. A few members of our own New Rockstars family have really been digging the shirts from Faherty. Off-screen producer Zach loves the short-sleeved knit session shirt, and if you think Eric Voss isn't going full parrot head in the Kona shirt, then you've never eaten a cheeseburger in paradise, my friend. And Eric hasn't been eating many cheeseburgers lately because we've been tortured through a fitness show. Deep cut to another thing. They're so confident in the quality of the shirt, they have a lifetime guarantee of quality. They'll replace or fix your clothes forever, unless you're a variant, in which case the guarantee is over because you broke the time rules. No matter what. And to top it off, Faherty is giving Rogue Theory audiences 20% off. Whoa, what a bargain. All right. So, listen to me.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
If you trust one thing I tell you, stock up on all your clothes for summer now. We don't know if there's going to be a clothes shortage. Head over to thefahertybrand.com and use code ROGUE at checkout to snag 20% off all your summer gear. That's code ROGUE at Faherty, F-A-H-E-R-T-Y, brand.com for 20% off. Our dear friends and saviors at Blue Chew have a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no doctor's office or pharmacy trips. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. But like I always say, you put my name right on the cover and you say, population one, Boner Town, one hard on street, Tommy Bechtold. These are for him. He's not ashamed. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. You don't have to wait long. Their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength. You hate swallowing pills. Great news. Like I said, Blue Chew is chewable, just like it says in the name. If you thought it was Blue Chew because there was some other reason, you're into some kinky stuff that they still have on Pornhub. So don't, you know, by the way, never put chew in the search bar on Pornhub. It's not going to work out no matter what you're into. So if you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Now, we've got a special deal for our audience. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code ROGUE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. If you can't pay $5 for an erection, you don't deserve to have sex in this economy. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ROGUE to receive your first month free. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. God bless you, Blue Chew. God bless us, everyone. Topic number two, we're going to talk about MT's crush, a lady that's been all of our minds lately, Ms. Minutes. Ms. Minutes' hidden backstory. Ms. Minutes' voice actor and former New Rockstars guest Tara Strong revealed in an interview that there's a lot more to be revealed about Ms. Minutes. You don't really know who she is, what she is, where she is, what her origin story is, how sentient she is, if she's has a horse in this race at all, and what her intentions are. So I want to ask you guys right now, What is Ms. Minute's deal?
Well, okay, there's a lot of theories and approaches I can take to this, but the first thing that popped into my head is because I don't actually think Lady Loki is Lady Loki because she was claiming to be Sylvie, and I don't think MCU is going to do mashups like this. So I think that something's going to go down where, like, maybe Miss Minutes is actually Lady Loki and like is a Loki variant and is being cursed. Yeah, so that's my initial theory, and that's what I want, because, like, Sylvie is, you know, branching from Sylvie Lushen, who's Enchantress. And so I feel like the true Lady Loki could be Miss Minutes, and because Lady Loki was maybe so powerful, they had to turn her into a really cute little
I love that. So that would kind of explain why Sylvie is so, like, she gets so, like, don't call me Loki whenever it happens, but she's also, like, coyly not trying to pretend that she isn't. Like, she obviously, she put the costume on. But I like that a lot.
By the end of this episode, we're going to have convinced ourselves that literally everybody at the TVA is a Loki. Mobius, Loki. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pillboy from the Good Place, he's a Loki.
Well, yes, Eugene Cordero is definitely a Loki.
Yeah, he's a Loki. Yeah. They're all Lokis.
They're all variants.
I think that's, I really like that idea in terms of the fact of how saturated this show is going to be with Loki personnel. Another perspective I'm thinking is that Miss Minutes could possibly be kind of the inside person for whoever it is that we kind of come to find out is running the TVA. She's not just an information kind of sentient teacher, but is actually somebody who's reporting back, even the eyes for whoever is running the TVA. And mind you, when we figure that out, we have thoughts and ideas thus far, but I really feel like we're going to get a bigger glimpse in the next episode of exactly her role and finally kind of see as to her being more of a bigger tool in, not in the negative connotation, in terms of a bigger tool for whoever's running the TVA. Or who knows, maybe, you know, Tara Strong, she's really great, to see what her whole impact is.
She's basically an interdimensional Alexa. She's interdimensional Alexa. Like, you're saying whatever you want to her, but Papa Bezos is listening.
That's right.
Exactly.
He's going to space.
Guys, it's all connected.
If we actually, in this episode, figure out Mephisto's involvement in the MCU without Eric being on it, they're going to have to scrub this from the internet. Eric has
Mephisto
to be
is Jeff Bezos. Confirmed. Big if true.
Big if true.
And there's no coincidence that Miss Minutes has so many M's in it, and Mephisto also starts.
I feel like Miss Minutes. Is there any chance that, like, this doesn't mean anything? Like, because I know when I write stuff, like, I'll have like a throwaway character, but I'll still have like a page. I'll have like a page of like, so I know, and the actor knows, or whoever knows who this character is. And so she could be like, there's a lot about Miss Minutes you don't know, which is objectively true, but it's not like we're going to find out or it matters to the show.
If we're following the same train of thought that that happened with WandaVision, I mean, Paul Bettany did the same exact thing and was like, oh, I'm going to have this really great scene in the last episode, and it's going to be with this person I've always wanted to act with. And we, of course, as nerds and rogue theorists, we love to let our minds go wild as to who that could have been. I had money on a Al Pacino kind of cameo.
Yes, I was just about to say, wasn't it going to be Al Pacino for a while?
Yeah, I was like, I thought Al Pacino was going to show up. So there's a very big chance that you're right. This is probably going to turn into something where it's like a goose chase, and we find out, oh, Miss Minutes is no longer in the rest of the series after episode 3. But where's the fun in that?
Here's the problem I have with that is now you are calling Tara Strong a liar.
I'm saying like we're misinterpreting what she's saying.
Because Tara said Miss Minutes is more. She's supposed to have
correct me if I'm wrong. The quote is, there's more to her than we know about, which could be true and also not pertain to the show at all.
Yes.
It also could be like a spinoff comic, like one-shot comic they're going to release. Where they're like, Loki, Miss Minutes.
Miss Minutes. Miss Minutes kills the Marvel Universe.
They could do like the whole promotion of like the TVA manual or something with Miss Minutes in each page talking about how to operate as a variant. Once it comes out as to the whole TVA is actually filled with variants rather than actual original created people from the timekeepers.
Which, by the way, there's no way that they're not taking like Miss Minutes and like that opening sequence with the TVA, the line, and they're not like working on an Avengers campus ride with the TVA and Loki. It's 100% at least, whether it sees the light of day or not, they're working on it.
For sure. And I guess the question on all of our minds, is there a Mr. Minutes? And if there is, he definitely took her last name when they got married. His last name was like,
it's very progressive.
Something like that.
It's very progressive.
There you go.
Exactly.
Hey, or Miss Minutes, right?
Or another Miss Minutes. Miss Minutes.
Because if Miss Minutes, the more the merrier. Because if Miss Minutes is a Loki variant, then, she could be also... Bye.
That's true.
Happy Pride
Gender
Month.
Fluid.
Happy Pride Month, Miss Minutes.
Gender fluid. Happy Pride Month, Loki.
Yeah, Marvel vaguely touched on that maybe one of their characters. I feel like that's as much as Disney will let it happen. It's like, okay, I mean, cool, like, I guess. That's as much as we get. It's like, okay, I want to see Loki make out with a dude. Make it happen.
They've come a long way. Baby steps for sure. Maybe not the big steps that we need, but I appreciate the slightest baby steps. It's time now for our rogue question. This is a question that was so rogue it couldn't even make the regular part of the show. Now it's just the wheels are off, guys. Don't be untethered. Before, you were all being so guarded about your opinions, really not revealing yourselves. In this question, I want you to come out of your shells like the cicadas that are tormenting the earth right now.
Tommy's going to lift his shirt and say, what do you guys think of this growth?
Guys, tell me about these moles. You want to hear the story of how I got these moles? Okay. It was reported that Harrison Ford injured his shoulder on the set of Indiana Jones 5. My close personal friend, Harrison Ford, you know what he means to me. Well, we wish him a speedy recovery. What's the most Indiana Jones way to injure yourself?
Snake bite.
He hates snakes.
It's just all the snake bites?
That has to be like one of the most on-the-nose types of things in my mind. Mind you, that's me personally, is if Indiana Jones gets bit by a snake, the only person who I know hates snakes more than Indiana Jones is... Well, I think now Thor, because he got attacked by Loki when he was younger, but when he turned into a snake. But I think getting bit by a snake might be the way for me.
I'm thinking it was a strategic shoulder roll.
Ooh.
Under a collapsing temple of some sort.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Yeah. So to
or
avoid.
A door shutting.
Yeah. He didn't get his hat in time and just didn't pull it fast enough.
I'm thinking with Harrison Ford's age, a piece of fruit or something fell just a little bit too far out of reach. Because there's no way they let him within a mile of any stunts. Like, that's just not...
Yeah.
Either that or he was flying someplace and we're not hearing about the fiery crash around the shoulder injury.
I was going to say, if it wasn't on a golf course, it wasn't Harrison Ford. So
he injured his shoulder and 74 people are dead. But we're not hearing about those because they want to talk about the shoulder injury first. I think obviously it would be crushed by a rolling boulder. That would be the most Indiana Jones way to die. Guys, they told me, according to the script, that I have to declare a winner. But let me tell you, when I look out at this panel, I see three winners and then me. But I'm going to declare all three of you the winners today. Congratulations. You're all winners in my heart. You all did a fantastic job bringing joy to the nerd galaxy. That's it for this episode of Rogue Theory. Thanks to our guests, Angelica Trey, Eddie Villanueva, and DJ Wooldridge. Support our channel by checking out that new Loki-themed merch at newrockstars.com. Make sure you support DJ's comic book. DJ, want to tell us again how we can support that?
Yeah, go to hellbentcomicbook.com. It's a crazy, awesome supernatural adventure. If you're a fan of like the classic Vertigo comics like Preacher and Sandman, you're going to love Hellbent. So hellbentcomicbook.com. Go check it out. I've got amazing collaborators. We've got cool variant covers, a ton of cool stuff. So go check it out. Hellbentcomicbook.com.
I'll be there. So don't forget newrockstarsmerch.com. Follow me at Tommy Bechtold. Follow New Rockstars. Subscribe here on YouTube. And we will see you next time on Rogue Theory. Bye.